Don't spend another winter with your home colder than it should be. Hi, I'm Roy Spencer with PermaSeal. We measure the amount of heat loss and recommend solutions to keep it comfortable. Call PermaSeal for your free estimate, 800-421-SEAL, or visit permaseal.net.
Dean Richards joining us with Entertainment News Now. The Oscar nominations, they've put those off because of the L.A. fires. So they'll be announcing those, is it next week?
Next Tuesday, yeah.
But the British Oscar nominations are out, and what movies got the nod?
Yeah, they're called the BAFTA Awards, and they have two different categories of worldwide films and also British films. I looked down the list of the British films, and I didn't recognize one of them. So I'm going to bypass those. But the movies that we know here in the U.S., that were nominated include all the, you know, sort of the likely nominees that will get nods when the Oscar nominations come out. The Brutalist, to that 3.5 hour movie that's won a Golden Globe Award, was nominated. A Complete Unknown, the Bob Dylan movie, Conclave, and Amelia Perez. Also the film Anora, nominated for Best Film. For Best Leading Actress, Cynthia Erivo from Wicked, Carla Sofia Gascon, Amelia Perez, Marianne Jean-Baptiste for Hard Truth, Mikey Madison, Anora, Demi Moore, The Substance, and Saoirse Ronan for The Outrun. For Leading Actor, Adrien Brody, The Brutalist, Timothy Chalamet, A Complete Unknown, Coleman Domingo for Sing Sing, Hugh Grant for Heretic, Ralph Fiennes for Conclave, and Sebastian Stan for Apprentice. Some interesting snubs here. Daniel Craig, who everybody thought was going to get nominated for the movie that's called Queer, did not get nominated. The film, also a complete snub. Denzel Washington, you know, seemed like the likely person to get a nomination from Gladiator 2. Denzel was snubbed this time, as was Margaret Qualley for the movie Substance. So, you know, kind of big snubberoos here.
Yeah.
Also interesting, the movie Wicked was not nominated for Best Picture at all, which is that to me is a pretty big snub. You know, maybe Bob's happy about that. I don't know.
Yeah.
Bob celebrates when musicals don't get nominated. Bob said.
The actor and singer who a lot of people know from Frozen, Josh Gad, is helping with this fire in Southern California. What is he doing?
Yeah, a lot of people are donating money and, you know, going to shelters. Jay Leno was at a shelter yesterday helping to feed food to firefighters. But Josh Gad has a new book that's coming out. That just came out, actually. It's his memoir, even though he's only like 48 years old. I don't know. He writes a memoir at such a young age. But he's going to donate a significant portion of the proceeds from the book to three different organizations that are helping with fire relief efforts. He is actually going to be in Chicago tomorrow night. He's doing an evening at the Athenaeum Theater on North Southport. Just kind of a Q&A and talking about his book and answering questions. He's a very entertaining guy, really nice guy. It would be kind of a fun evening. That's 7 o'clock tomorrow night, and I believe tickets are still available.
I got to believe that very soon we're going to be hearing about some sort of all-star concert and celebrity gathering for victims of the Southern California fires. Have you heard any rumors about that yet?
Well, there's the Ringo Starr benefit that recorded last night and is also going to record tonight. It's Ringo and Friends. They're recording a benefit show at the Ryman Theater in Nashville that'll be streaming on Paramount Plus and also broadcast on CBS sometime this spring. They haven't announced the broadcast date yet, but Sheryl Crow is going to be in it, some of the biggest names in country music. It's sort of an all-star tribute to Ringo and his contributions to country music. And the proceeds from that will go to firefighter relief. I'm hearing about a huge super concert that will be taking place that tentatively is called Fire Aid, that will gather some of the biggest stars in the world to participate, much like Farm Aid did, much like Live Aid did, much like We Are the World did, you know, a lot of the big concerts, that something like that is in the works. And they haven't finalized anything yet, so we don't have any details. But you can be sure that there will be no shortage of benefit concert performances, telethons, etc., you know, for all that devastation there.
Sure. And we talked about Beyonce and her foundation contributing $2.5 million. Now she made an announcement. Was this yesterday?
Well, she made an announcement that she's not going to be making an announcement. She was supposed to make a big announcement yesterday. Everyone is speculating that it was going to be a summer concert tour schedule. That she was going to be doing another arena tour. And the announcement yesterday was that she's decided to hold off on making the announcement until things calm down a little bit with the fire. It's a interesting time that there's a lot of things that are planned, especially this time of year during awards season, as they get ready for summer concerts. Lots of things are normally announced this time of year, but everybody feels like they need to be respectful of what's going on in Los Angeles right now, and rightfully so. I mean,
absolutely,
it's not like Beyonce's not going to sell out a concert. Mm-hmm. I mean, it's definitely going to happen. It doesn't matter if she waits a couple of weeks.
Yeah, and Ringo, I know he got some flack, too, because his new album is a country music album, and the timing on that, the promotion started, I think, when the fires were raging. So I'm glad that he's now turned a show into a benefit.
Peace and love, peace and love.
And Dean now has the update on the Baldoni-Blake feud.
Oh, my gosh, this whole thing is turning into a nightmare. It started off with simply rumors that the stars of this movie that they put out, Blake Lively and actor Justin Baldoni, that they didn't get along, they didn't like each other, and then sexual harassment charges came out of that. Blake Lively is married to Ryan Reynolds, so now Justin Baldoni is accusing Ryan Reynolds of blatantly mocking him in a sequence in the movie Deadpool and Wolverine, and he's bringing him into the lawsuit as well. Also, Baldoni's attorney now has sent a litigation hold letter to the presidents of Marvel, Disney, and also the director of the movie, telling them to preserve all documents related to this film, and because they may be needed for litigation, for lawsuits which will come up in the future. All relevant documents and data related to Baldoni, Lively, and now Ryan Reynolds in this whole thing.
You know what? I mean, and especially against the backdrop of this Southern California tragedy, this whole thing really seems ridiculous now. But that's showbiz.
I don't want to make fun of a sexual assault lawsuit, but I mean, this thing is just spiraling out of control like crazy. So hopefully they'll get it resolved. There are certainly bigger fish to fry out there right now.
What is coming to our TV on the stream this week?
The number one thing that people will be watching this week is the second season of Severance, the sci-fi series that is produced and directed by Ben Stiller. It stars Adam Scott, John Turturro, Patricia Arquette, the great Christopher Walken, about these office workers who work for a company who have had their personal and professional lives surgically separated. The first season was like 3 years ago, something like that, a pretty long time ago. And because of the actor strike, because of the pandemic, because of a lot of things, this has been on hold for a very long time. So to say that this is much anticipated is an understatement. Streaming begins Friday on Apple TV Plus, and they'll release a new episode every Friday till about the middle of March, something like that. They're not going to throw everything out there all at one time. Tomorrow on Max, we've got the return of Harley Quinn, the animated series. That'll be streaming on Max starting on Thursday. We also have Jamie Foxx and Cameron Diaz with a new movie that is called Back in Action. Retired secret agents pulled back into a life of espionage. That starts Friday on Netflix. There is a film which co-stars Jennifer Lopez called Unstoppable. It's about a young athlete who is born with one leg who wants to be an elite wrestler. This one will start tomorrow on Amazon Prime. For new documentaries, the one I'm looking forward to is called Beyond Saturday Night. It is a documentary celebrating the 50 years of Saturday Night Live. Just as I say that, it doesn't seem possible that that show has been on the air so long, because I clearly remember when it first went on and being a fan of it from the get-go. This takes you behind the scenes of the making of the show and how it all got put together. That begins streaming tomorrow on Peacock. We also have season two of A Real Bug's Life on Disney Plus. For those of you that want to get up close and personal with some of your insect friends. And one of my favorite comedians, Roy Wood Jr., whose dad was a sportscaster on the old WVON.
Yeah, on news. I think, was he the news director? He was a legendary voice in Chicago.
He was. I thought sports, but you might be right about that, that he was definitely legendary on WVON. Anyway, Roy Wood Jr. now has got a new comedy special on Hulu starting on Friday, Roy Wood Jr. Lonely Flowers. So as it's single digits outside, stay inside and stream up something nice and warm for yourself.
It's a good soup day, and that's what you'll be cooking on TV here in about an hour, right?
There is this, my grandmother used to call it peasant soup. It's a Greek style lentil soup, which is so simple. It's lentils, healthy onions, carrots, celery. It's a wonderful vegetable soup with lentils in it that is so delicious. You want to sprinkle a little feta cheese on top. I don't suppose anybody would argue with that, but I'm going to show you how easy it is to make. And, in this cold weather, who doesn't want a nice bowl of homemade soup?
Nothing for you.
I'm surprised you're not making some good Greek avgolemono soup, because I love that.
Yeah, that's good. That's good. It's a little tricky to do it in a 4-minute segment.
Yeah, I guess.
That's my balancing act every week when I'm doing these segments. Like the Christopher Walken recipe yesterday that he gave us, chicken and pears, which sounds delicious, and I want to do it on TV, except I got to figure out how to do it in a toaster oven, because we don't have an actual oven here to do it, and I don't think I can do it in a Black and Decker toaster oven.
Buy the chicken, cook the chicken, eat the chicken.
Yeah, easy for you to say. Easy for you to say. But the egg lemon soup. If I can figure out how to do it quickly in a 4-minute segment, it's definitely my favorite too. But This one today is pretty darn tasty as well.
Check it out, WGN TV, in about an hour. Thanks, Dean. Have a good one. Talk to you tomorrow.